This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Australia's Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has proposed a snap election after Vice Chancellor and longtime far-right leader Heinz Christian Strache stepped down. As Reuters' Mia Warmersley reports, Strache was caught on video allegedly offering lucrative government contracts in exchange for political support.
Austria's ruling government is teetering on the brink of collapse after the country's vice chancellor and longtime far-right leader announced he was stepping down. That's after video footage emerged that threatened to destroy the ruling coalition. It allegedly shows the head of the Freedom Party discussing state contracts with a potential Russian backer in return for political support shortly before the election that brought him to power. Heinz Christian Strache told a news conference it was dumb, it was irresponsible, and it was a mistake, fighting back tears as he asked his wife and others to forgive him. He maintained, however, that he had done nothing illegal.
Mia Womersley of Reuters. Former Vice President and U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is pledging to bridge the deep divide in the country under U.S. President Donald Trump and to reject the anger that he says is motivating some in his party. Biden told supporters at a rally in Philadelphia on Saturday that he will do things very differently than President Trump.
If I'm elected your president, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make progress on the matters that matter most: civil liberties, civil rights, voting rights, women's right to choose, national security, personal security, health care, an economy that rewards work, not just wealth, a climate change policy that will save our children and grandchildren and this planet.
The 76-year-old native of working-class Scranton, Pennsylvania, has climbed to the front of the crowded primary field in part by highlighting his ability to compete with Trump in make-or-break states such as Pennsylvania. This is VOA News. Australia's ruling Conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the country's general election Saturday, defying opinion polls that had tipped the center-left opposition party to oust it from power and promising an end to the revolving door of national leaders. Phil Mercer has more from Sydney.
The Prime Minister had said the opposition wasn't fit to govern and couldn't manage money. He's celebrating his unexpected triumph with party loyalists and his wife and two daughters.
I have always believed in miracles. Yes! I'm standing with the three biggest miracles in my life here tonight.
Voters appeared unnerved by the opposition's radical tax reform agenda and its big spending plans for health and education. Labour's Bill Shorten has quit as leader. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
China's foreign ministry said Saturday its senior diplomat Wang Yi told U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that recent U.S. words and actions had harmed the interests of China and its enterprises and that Washington should show restraint. Speaking to Pompeo by telephone, Wang said the United States should not go too far in the current trade dispute between the two sides. He added that China was still willing to resolve differences through negotiations, but they should be on an equal footing. U.S. diplomats warned American commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf to use caution as tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to escalate. The advisory warned that U.S. airliners flying over the area risk being misidentified amid heightened military activities and increased political tensions. Just days ago, the U.S. ordered warships and bombers to the region in response to an alleged threat from Iran. And the Netherlands won the 64th Eurovision Song Contest in Israel on Sunday in a songfest that passed off without serious incident, despite calls by pro-Palestinian groups to boycott the event. Duncan Lawrence, singing the power ballad Arcade, beat 25 other contestants in the grand final in Tel Aviv to win the glass microphone trophy. Afterward, Lawrence was stunned by his own good fortune.
This can't be described in words. I can't write a song about this. I can't tell this in words. I'm so happy right now. My dream came true. It really came true.
Because the Netherlands won this year's contest, it earned the right to host next year's competition. Some pro-Palestinian groups had urged fans to boycott the event because they said the world and Eurovision support Israel's occupation of Palestine. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.